All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just hope that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, he protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith, you keep running your race, and that you keep your eyes fixed on the prize, you keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah, and that you help out plenty of people along your journey for the rest of your life. Amen. Most definitely. Let's thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out. For his grace, mercy, favor, love, his word, his only begotten son died for our sins. Most definitely. More praising, less complaining, all right? We touch and agree, y'all. Welcome, everybody. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ. Let us always encourage each other in the Lord forevermore. Amen. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth, all kindreds. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. With unity, peace, love, grace, merry heart, gladness, joy, everything, most definitely. Amen. We have to stay together, people. We are scattered all four corners of earth, and yet we could still serve the same creator. Amen. He is still with us. Hallelujah. Praise him. Let us love the Lord our God for all of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. He has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless, no spot, no wrinkle, no blemish, all right? So the washing of the word is going to do us justice, amen? Let us stay ready for the Messiah's return. Let us keep our lamp and our oil most definitely and stay watchful and pray. Yes, yes, y'all. Let us obey the law, such as commandments. Let us obey the gospel. Let us always keep the testimony of Jesus. Let us always keep the word of God. Most definitely stay faithful and obedient forevermore. And let's just know the Lord better, more personally. Always draw near to God. He'll draw near to you. Amen. Yes, yes, y'all. All right. So I hope that you all had a blessed day today and better days come for you all ahead. All right. Most definitely. I just want to do what I want to do today is just go through another biblical commentary as well within the book of Genesis. And then from there, we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing. And we'll close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, y'all. So here we go. Today's Bible reading, the book of Genesis, chapter 14, verses 11 through 16. Also, the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. The recommended reading, the book of Romans, chapter 4, verses 9 through 25. The book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. And also the whole entire book of Hebrews, chapter 11. All right, Hebrews, chapter 11. Okay. The title of this commentary is Righteous by Belief. Force of 318 men defeats armies of four nations. What a headline. Imagine how the 24-hour cable news channels would cover such an event. Embedded reporters, live video, and dazzling graphics, not to mention all kinds of experts analyzing how such a small group of soldiers could defeat forces numbering in the thousands. A year or so later, this story would find its way to the silver screen in the form of an epic film with Hollywood's brightest stars and biggest directors. As unbelievable as it sounds, this is just what Abraham accomplished. He and his men defeated four kings and their armies and rescued his nephew Lot. With this unbelievable victory as a backdrop, it seems odd that the Lord would urge Abraham not to be afraid. In Genesis chapter 15, verse 1, why would Abraham, a great successful warrior, not to mention a wealthy and wise man, experienced fear? Simple, he was worried about his legacy. Although God had promised Abraham that his offspring would be as numerous as the dust, this aging man was still without an heir. Now, having just endured a life and death struggle, the fact of his childlessness weighed more heavily than ever on his mind. Of course, God knew Abraham's heart and thoughts. He addressed Abraham's concerns by showing him the vast expanse of a clear desert, sky studded with stars in every direction. So shall your offspring be, God promised Abraham. In that moment, when Abraham simply believed God's promise, his belief was translated into righteousness in God's eyes. and simple belief is what God was really after. Abraham's wealth, wisdom, and might didn't mean much in the context of God's grander plan for humanity. But in simply believing, Abraham opened his life to God's control, which God perceived as a righteous act. Abraham was a great man, but he was only a man. He had flaws just as we all do. Scripture records his great deeds, but it doesn't gloss over his great mistakes. Yet his simple act of childlike faith, taking God at his word, gave Abraham the greatest reward any man could desire, a legacy of faith that has inspired billions of people throughout human history. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. What does it mean to believe in God? What impact might your belief have on the way you live? Pray for the kind of faith that takes God at his word, despite seemingly impossible obstacles. In other words, quote unquote, the individual who has to justify his existence by his own efforts is in eternal bondage to himself. Quote, Eric Hoffer. All right, y'all. So there you have it. All right. That is the commentary for today regarding the book of Genesis, regarding Abraham. All right. So, you know, that faith, trust in the Lord, that belief is always accounted as righteousness. All right. When you really trust the Lord, you really live by his word. Any personal things he told you will come to pass. Amen. So that promise God made to Abraham, the promises and covenants the Lord made to Abraham, which is very powerful and beautiful and still exists to this day because we serve a true and living God. Amen. And God's word does not go void. Hallelujah. So always got to remember how his word is purifying silver and his word is a double-edged sword. All right. So always important to remember the type of communication that God and Abraham were having. All right. And it's always important to be honest with the Lord and tell everything that's on your heart and on your mind to the Lord. All right. Tell it to him. Okay. Never hold back how you're feeling. Never be politically correct about your condition or what you're going through. You always have to call on God and let him know what's going on with you. All right. All right. All right. So there you have it. Okay. What I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Hallelujah. Amen. Most definitely. So here we go. Yes, y'all, praise him, call on his name, call on him. Yes, most definitely. He is the Adam, the second Adam, the last Adam, the advocate, the almighty true living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potentate, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel, the eternal life, the everlasting father, the faithful true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and the last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, holy and true, the holy one, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, the I am who I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom. Yes, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is the king of Israel. Amen. He is the king of kings. Hallelujah. He is the king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, king of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb. The Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness. Yes, most definitely. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my deliverer. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is my redeemer. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my rock. The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my good fortress. The Lord is my high tower. Most definitely. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Yahya Shai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Ahai Yeshaya, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yeshua. He is a consuming fire. He is a sustainer. He is a sufficient one. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God created everything in 6 days, rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation in a split second, in a twinkling of an eye. Most definitely, we touch and agree. Hallelujah, y'all. He is the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise him. Call on him, people. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. The Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we're all in agreement together. Most definitely, he is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey Him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, He is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise Him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the word of Yeshua HaMashiach, the word of Yahawashai, the word of Yehosha, Yahusha, Yeshua. Yes, the word of the consuming fire, most definitely. His word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. And His word is a double-edged sword, just as the book of Hebrews say. We touch and agree. Amen. Most definitely. Yes, y'all. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Yes, yes. Much love. Much love. Hallelujah. We are in agreement, people. Got to praise. Got to worship Him in truth and spirit always. Truth and spirit always. We serve an awesome Father. Son is amazing for dying for our sins. Amen. His blood cleaned up our mess. And most definitely He did. He is a seed of Abraham promise, the seed of Adam humanity, the seed of David kingship, the seed of God deity, the seed of Jacob nationality, the seed of Judah tribe, the seed of Shem race, the seed of woman prophecy. We touch and agree in the authority and power name of Jesus Christ. You are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new dreams, new visions, heart of flesh, not a heart of stone, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new seasons, new beginnings, new fresh starts. Yes, new song to sing to the Lord, renewed strength, stability, steadfast, consistency. Yes, I speak all that in your life and in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, all of that. You are covered. His blood cleaned up your mess. You are covered in His blood, in His stripes, all right? Yes, by His stripes you are healed. By His stripes you are healed, people, okay? Most definitely never forget that, all right? I just pray to God that whoever listens to this message, I pray that you repent and get baptized and start your life over for the Most High. I just pray that, you know, you get that fresh start. You become a new creature in Christ. You be born again of water and spirit, all right? And that you can help out plenty of people, all right, in this journey, okay? Because, you know, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So get to work for the Lord, people, all right? Get to work, amen? So there you have it, all right? That's just the word for today. Just a commentary of the book of Genesis, okay? So it's nice reading these commentaries that's within the scriptures because it gives you a spiritual and physical correlation and connection with every scripture that there is and how the word of God applies to our personal lives and our situations, amen? So what I love to do as I close out is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out, all right? Here we go. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put My name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Amen. Shalom. Selah. Yes, yes. So there you have it. All right. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I'm praying for you all. I love you all. All right. Keep fighting a good fight of faith, people. Stay patient. Wait on the Lord. I say wait on the Lord. Oh, tasting. Oh, just know that the Lord is amazing, y'all. Always know that, okay? I love you all. Peace.